What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
That's what we do. It's Wednesday, so we talk about uplifting and positive news. Before we get to that and we, you know, describe who we are and what we do, we got to talk about our t-shirts. Tim, do you want to talk about them or you want me to?
I get it for you real quick. We have gray t-shirts. We have black t-shirts. They have the Positive Truth logo on them. And if you would like a t-shirt, they're $20. And when you buy it for $20, your $20 will go to a nonprofit organization of your choice. We have three to choose from. We have the American Suicide Foundation. We have Positive Tomorrows. And we have RAIN, which is for sexual assault. If you don't have the $20, but you still would like a t-shirt, you can leave us a five-star review on iTunes, or you can add us on any of your social media platforms and add 10 of your friends. And I promise you, we'll send you a t-shirt for free. Just email us at thepositivetruth@gmail.com and show us some proof, and we'll go from there.
Bam, bam, boom. Great job, Tim Tim.
Tu sabes, that was the quickest we've ever done it.
I've said this before, but I was listening to the Bill Simmons podcast. I guess this was like one from a couple weeks ago. This dude had 5 minutes of advertisement, like where he talked about hyping up his own stuff. And I was just like, wow, man, I don't feel so bad anymore.
Man, I actually was listening to a podcast. I can't tell you what it was because I really don't remember, but the advertisement was getting annoying. And I was like, yo, we got to figure out a way to make this quicker. So let me spit this out fast.
I mean, if you're listening on a phone, I think on the iTunes, well, I know on iPhones, there's a 15 seconds ahead. It's like, click, click, click. Oh, still talking about it? Click, click. Yeah, but anyway, this is the Positive Truth. On Monday and Wednesdays, we do uplifting and positive news. On Fridays, we talk about its topic, what the topic is, why it's an issue, facts about it, and how you can change it for the better. I'm JP. Tu sabes is Tim, you know.
Tu sabes.
And on Monday, we did a Hurricane Harvey special. We liked it, but we did nothing but Hurricane Harvey stories on Monday, which means we have an excess of positive news stories for today. So this might be a long one, team. A lot of uplifting and positive stories. So we might as well just get to it. I have like 10-ish, somewhere around there. So I'll try to keep some of them fast. The first one is a video. I will be posting it on our Facebook page. Where's that at, Tim?
The Positive Truth Podcast.
Nice. Basically what it is it's a, I don't even know how to describe the person. The person that works the crane that scoops down and digs mud out. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I can visualize it for sure.
It's an excavator operator. It's like, I never knew that's what they were called.
Yeah, me either.
I just call it the claw one.
Yo, the claw one? I love that. I knew exactly what you were talking about there, too.
What's it actually called, though?
I mean, you're asking the wrong one. I'll call it a Tonka truck or something, man. I really have no clue.
A real life Tonka truck.
Right.
So there was a deer stuck in the mud in the real life Tonka truck. That's how we're going to describe this. Used his little claw thing to scoop the deer out of the mud and then drop him softly out of the mud and basically save the deer's life. I wanted to post it because not only is it cool to save an animal's life, but it shows you the skill of, you know, construction workers. Those things, those little claw things, destroy cars. They pick up a lot of things, but the people that work in construction can work them like they're just ballerinas out there. And it's just really impressive. In our society, we tend to look down on people that do construction. I think they're all, especially in Oklahoma, there's an idea that they're all illegal immigrants, they're all stupid, didn't get any education.
Right.
If you're doing any sort of like physical labor job in America, you're just looked down upon. And I wanted to show just the skill of these workers and them doing a positive thing.
Man, that's a good story, JP. Shout out to you for bringing that up to the Positive Truth family.
You know it.
Tú sabes. I'll go ahead and say one, and then you can knock out a few more because I know you got like 20. But man, mine is actually, it ties into the suicide prevention hotline, right? So a rapper by the name of Logic, have you ever heard of him, JP?
I haven't heard any of his music until this positive news story, no.
Oh, okay, cool then. So Logic, he's like a new artist pretty much for the last couple years. He's been getting real popular. I actually heard about him because when I was in Michigan, my brother and my nephew, they were just obsessed with this guy. They were like, oh, he's so positive, man. He's so young, but he spits good messages and just, you know, going in on you about this guy. And I'm just like, okay, I get it. So I come back home, you know, and I get home, I turn on the news, and I miss the VMAs, which is the Video Music Awards on MTV. You try to watch it every couple years or so. I like music, you know. But apparently this man, Logic, had an amazing performance. And his performance actually inspired 50% spike in hotline calls to suicide awareness hotline, which is 1-800-273-8255, which is also the name of his song. So he performed this this like just a crazy good performance, which I'll upload to a Facebook page as a Positive Truth podcast, so you guys can check it out. Basically, it's him rapping. It's featured by a female and it's featured by another guy, and you know they're singing in it and stuff, but it's all about suicide awareness, basically. I mean, it's an amazing song. The performance is great. You see people in the audience crying. I even teared up at the end just because of his message. I mean, it was just pretty awesome. So if you guys want to check it out, go to our Facebook page at the Positive Truth Podcast and check it out. But basically this, he said, over the years, so many of you guys have told me my music has helped you through so many tough times. Many of you have told me it's even saved your life. I'm beyond humbled, but I feel like I haven't done enough. I made this song for all of you all who are in a dark place and can't seem to find the light.
Bam, bam, boom. I actually have this news story too. He said the first verse was about him, how he wanted to commit suicide in 2015.
Right.
So, yeah. Pretty man, powerful stuff.
Yeah, for sure. Especially for him to use, you know, his spotlight on MTV to bring some awareness to suicide prevention was pretty awesome to me. So shout out to Logic.
Hip hop isn't just gang banging and pimping hoes.
For sure. Let him know, JP.
Well, since you've talked about that one, I will skip ahead. There is if I can find the story. Oh, I got you, Tim. I found a different story I know you'll like.
Ha, take that.
So what are your favorite kind of stories, Tim?
I like the follow-up stories and dog stories.
Oh, I have a follow-up. You want to know who it's the follow-up of?
Please say Chance the Rapper.
Oh, you know it, Tim.
Yo, this dude is low-key becoming a hero of mine. I'm not even going to lie. I know he's probably only like 23 years old, but I don't care. But keep it going, JP. Let me hear what this dude is doing now.
Tim, we did this last time we had a positive news story. You said you didn't know how old he was, and I looked it up. You totally forgot, man.
Man, I did, didn't I?
He's 24, man.
Hey, so I was right. That was a good guess.
You said 23.
Nah, 23, 24. Eh, close enough.
I am not editing that out, even if I could. Anyway. He has a nonprofit organization called Social Works, and he raised $2.2 million that he's giving to Chicago Public Schools for art education programs. And yeah, that's just cool. $2.2 million, 20 public schools. We've already talked about this, but last time we talked about it, it was only like a million. Since then, it's raised like another $1.2 million, and he's finally rolling it out. They did a presentation on where it's all going to go in each public school and how it's going to make every student's life better. And yeah, that's pretty cool.
It is pretty dope, man. Everything we talk about with this man is dope. I mean, what you talk about. I feel like you got all the Chance the Rapper stories, and I appreciate you, JP.
I feel like you had the first, like, 10, though.
No competition here. What else you got for us, JP?
Okay, so you were talking about suicide prevention.
Yes,
another
sir.
Thing that comes, I guess it's kind of related, it's self-harm. You know, you're going through bad times, so you self-harm yourself, you cut yourself or do something else, and it can leave permanent scars on the body. And that can make your life hard because you can't wear certain things out because the scars may never heal. And then
right.
Everyone looks at you and they just start talking bad about you because human beings can be judgmental.
Super judgmental, but for sure.
So there is a tattoo artist in Dublin. His name is Ryan Kelly. And he started a new project called Scars Behind Beauty. And basically what it is he gives out free tattoos to cover up these scars. He says most tattoo artists, they don't like working with self-harm tattoos because they're hard as hell to do. It's hard to make them like look good. So it's like, you're not messing up my artwork, covering up your self-harm. Or they'll just charge you crazy amounts of money, like 2 or 3 times how much it would normally cost to do a tattoo just because of how difficult it is. Ryan Kelly said, not here. So if you live in Dublin, you can go get yourself a free tattoo if you have the self-harm scars. And yeah, good job.
For sure. That's actually pretty cool, man. Shout out to him.
Yep. Tim, you want to go again while I get organized?
Yes, sir. I got you. So I know everybody heard about the Powerball being like $750 million like last week, right? So that being said, the lady that won, she got a bulk of like $336 million after taxes, which is pretty crazy in itself. But the story isn't really even about her. It's about the gas station where she bought the lottery ticket. So for those that don't know, wherever you bought the lottery ticket, they get kind of like a bonus for selling that ticket. So this gas station in Massachusetts is paying forward the $50,000 it got in commission for selling that ticket. They're going to give it to a nonprofit. Now, the cool thing about this, they're asking people where they should donate this $50,000, and I'm gonna upload this story to the Facebook page. I'm sorry, right now, and it has a little link that you can click on so you can add your nonprofit of your choice, and they're gonna vote on it and donate the $50,000 that they made off of selling that lottery ticket. I just thought it was really cool because I know everybody was obsessed with this $700 million, thinking they had a chance to win it because, you know, we're all positive thinkers and we're all hopeful. And this gas station didn't even care. It's just like, here, I'm gonna donate this to some nonprofits and hopefully make the world a better place. So shout out to that gas station and good luck.
Hold up, they have a link and everything?
Yeah, it has a little link on this on the article that I read. Store's website. Boom.
And you already posted this?
I'm posting it right now as we speak.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I read that earlier in the week. But this apparently they had they picked the wrong, you know, gas station that had the lottery tickets, so they didn't know. And so the first, I guess, gas station was like, we're gonna donate the money, and the second one was like, I don't know. But apparently they talked the second one into it because that turned out to be actually where the lottery ticket was bought. So yeah. Good on
legit.
Them.
Legit. Nice little backstory there, man.
What's kind of crazy is like this idea that because like people that buy lottery tickets are semi-despicable, so they have to give a bonus to the person that to the gas station that gets the winning lottery ticket is kind of odd to me. It's like it's such a hassle that people come into your place of business to buy a lottery ticket, which also might increase them buying something else, like, you know, gas, candy, juice, a drink, a beer. But it's like looked on, like down upon. It's kind of weird, right?
No, for sure. I mean, I'm not going to judge it too much, but I agree. I didn't understand it really, but I'm like, hey, it's 50K. I know they're not complaining.
Oh, yeah. I'm not complaining if you want to give me 50K either, Tim. Just say it.
Tú sabes, tú sabes.
Okay, so here's a quick one, a couple of quick ones. Basically, the U.S. economy is getting better, at least in subtle ways. Food stamp usage is down 2 million people in the past since 2013. And spending on entertainment from Netflix to Disney World trips is up, which is the sign people have extra money to spend. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, for sure.
I talked about this a month ago and I totally ruined it, but this is civil forfeiture. I can just never talk in the morning. That's my excuse now. I just can't pronounce in the morning.
I'm not gonna lie, I was gonna act like I knew what you meant there. I was like, whoa.
So civil assets forfeiture is basically, the police can take your money in absence of a criminal conviction, and then
right. You
have to go convince them that, no, I was innocent. You have to go to court and the law fees. And it's kind of despicable. And in Indiana, a federal judge rules against seizing cars in civil forfeiture, says it's unconstitutional. So it's a step forward in the right direction. And we should do that as a topic someday, Tim.
Yeah, I like that, man, a lot, because I do remember you talking about it now that you said the definition. And yeah, man, that seems like we have a lot to say about that.
Oh, man. Speaking of which, we did the transgender positive spin on transgender rights on Friday. And there's been a little bit of blowback.
Already? It was quick, man. It was so fast how fast that dude responded back. But, you know, super producer JoJo did his thing.
But, like, the thing is, it's just, I don't know if they actually listened to the episode. They just saw the transgender headline and just kind of threw it under the bus. But it's okay. We're not going to talk about negative things. Here at The Positive Truth, we're about equality for everyone. Just because everyone's treated equal doesn't mean you get a smaller slice of the pie.
Mm.
That's all we're going to say about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to the positive news. There's a lot of veterans in America, and anybody that can help out actually helps. There is in North Carolina, in Wallace, North Carolina, there is a golf tournament held in the River Landing County Club that raised $200,000 for basically military veterans. And I think that's awesome because, you know, there are more than 200,000 veterans in our country, but every little bit helps. No one person can do everything, but everyone can do something. And I just wanted to give a spotlight on them. $200,000 over a weekend. They did this from August 19th to August 21st. That's a lot of money, Tim.
No, yeah, for sure.
And yeah, and lastly, Tim, you like animals, right?
Love animals.
Do you like the zoo?
Love the zoo.
Did you know that zoos, this has nothing to do with the positive news story I'm about to say. Did you know that zoos do scientific research at the zoos? Like they do biodiversity science studies? I never knew that.
Yeah, no, I didn't either, to be honest with you.
Well, a New Jersey woman that grew up in Germany, she was a Jew, she was hiding, and she was working in, I guess, the underground. Underground meant more in a figurative way of like hiding Jews in Germany while the Holocaust was going on. She met her husband, who was also hiding, at a zoo in Cologne, Germany. I hope I said Cologne properly because that's how it's spelled. So I hope I said that right.
Hey, I'm going with it.
So basically they met in 1944. They got married in 1945 after World War II was ended. They moved to the States, and they never had kids, though, but they always loved zoos. And basically, they ended up making a lot of money with their life, and so they wanted to donate all their assets to the zoo in Cologne, Germany, and it turns out it's like $22
million. $22
million? Yeah, man.
No comment, but yeah.
I mean, that's a really positive thing. It's just not a number you would expect.
Yeah, I had, man, that was, that was just a surprise, man. 22 mil. All right. So I need to invest my money somewhere else.
I mean, yes. That's a pretty positive story. And basically, yeah. They also donated a soft-shell turtle from the Jordan River in 1954 to the same zoo. Which I didn't even know you could donate things to the zoo. A different time period, I guess, in 1954. But I'm pretty sure the zoo appreciates the $22 million more than the soft-shelled turtle.
Man, I agree. I agree.
Anyway. What you got, Tim?
Oh, man. Mine isn't as extravagant as that, for sure, because, anyways, let me go ahead and we're going to go back to Texas. You know, Hurricane Harvey, there's so much negativity that happened from that. There's so much positivity we can talk about. So I'm not going to go into, like, a speed round like we did. Was it Monday?
Yeah, Monday, man.
Monday, man. But we're definitely going to talk about this Pizza Hut delivering system on a kayak. So this Pizza Hut manager was making sure her neighbors didn't go hungry. So she basically found out there was neighbors in need, families that were in need, of course. So she decided we need to act fast. Shada Habib, I hope I said her name right, is a Pizza Hut manager in Sugarland, Texas. And she told the local news, I called my husband and asked him to gather up as many kayaks as he can find and meet me at the restaurant. So they had a limited amount of crew, and they decided just to deliver out pizzas to any house that was nearby that needed food. It was only the homes that were flooded, though, the homes that people were trapped in or people that really couldn't get out, or not get out, but couldn't get to anywhere where there was food. So they did anything that they could. It was pretty awesome. I have some pictures to upload to the Facebook page that you guys can check out. You know, it's in the Pizza Hut bag that says hot and ready and all that good stuff. And I just thought it was awesome, the fact that they were delivering pizzas, you know, on a kayak in a flood in these nice neighborhoods. Shout out to them. They did an awesome job.
If they were trapped in their houses, how did they get the pizza to them?
And from what I'm guessing, just looking at pictures and stuff, like, they floated up and went through windows and stuff like that. I mean, I really couldn't tell you exactly all that, but it's either way, it's just a dope story. I just like looking at the pictures, to be honest with you, because these dudes are, like, walking in waist-high water with pizzas in their hand like it's nothing. Name tag on, uniform on, and everything.
Well, you know, my opinion is pizza is the greatest food of all time and will never be topped. So I'm all for this positive story too, Tim.
I should have known that was coming. I should have known.
I'm not saying it's not close. There's some great food out there. There's some diverse food out there. But every time you eat pizza, even the worst pizza, is absolutely amazing. The best pizza is, like, incredible. The worst pizza is still like, this is really good. And that's why pizza is the best food ever.
Another positive news story from JP and Tim. Boom. You got any more, JP? I got one more.
I got uno, dos, tres. Four more.
All right, cool. You knock out a couple, I'll get one, and then you can knock out the last two.
Well, we like solar energy here at The Positive Truth.
Innovation with JP time.
Absolutely. So I got a giant array of solar panels has been built for the Navajo Nation. They had a coal plant that's about to shut down. And they were like, well, how are we going to power these homes? And it was like, let's build solar energy. And it's been made. It's got enough electricity to power 13,000 Navajo homes. I think that's pretty cool. Clean energy all day, every day.
All day, every day is always a good thing. And that's why you're going back to school, right?
You know it.
That's awesome.
Just got to survive all these math classes.
You got this, man.
Also, I know you like football, Tim, right?
Yeah, for sure. I'm liking it less, more and more, but, you know.
Why is that?
CTE is real, man, and I know it.
True, you lived it.
Yeah.
Not you, but, you know, but, family
yeah.
member.
Tú sabes.
So did you see the, I don't watch college sports at all, but I saw a really positive news story I wanted to talk about. So basically, if you're a college football fan, you probably heard this story. But if not, this story is for you. Apparently, USC, University of Southern California, has a football player, and he's blind. And he's the center, and he went out, and, like, his first time, basically, like, delivered the ball for an extra point. And I just think it's really cool. We got blind football players. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I did not hear about that, and that is awesome.
You didn't hear about that, Tim?
No, I didn't, man. I did not.
There's a video, and it's basically, like, I mean, he's not really doing anything except hiking the ball backwards. But the fact that he's blind just makes it, like, awesome. I mean, that's still pretty impressive. That's kind of hiking the ball backwards is the most important part. So I don't want to make it sound like he's not doing anything.
But people make NFL careers out of that. They make millions just by doing that.
we chose the wrong field, Tim.
You ain't lying. We're just broke. No, man, that's awesome, though. Like, just hearing that story, because I've seen a lot of different positive news stories. Like, kids are kicking field goals to get in their coaches letting them know, hey, if you make this, I'll give you a full ride scholarship. Like, all these videos and stuff that have been coming on social media about college football and the positive news stories behind it. It's been really, really great to see this year.
Absolutely. And, you know, I like lifting. So there's a local gym that is basically, it's in Brooksville. I cannot find the state because there's so many Brooksvilles. Looks like it's in Brooksville. I'm going to guess Arizona. I hope it's Arizona. There's so many Brooksvilles. Like, I'm Googling Brooksville and it's not pulling up anywhere. Oh, it's Brooksville, Florida. I see it at the bottom. Man, there we go. So basically, it's a local gym called Lithmore Fitness. And it's one of those gyms that, you know, would intimidate some people. It's like powerlifting, bodybuilding, all that fun stuff. But this gym is different because they give free gym membership to everyone that participates in the Special Olympics. And then on Monday and Wednesdays, they basically, every single Monday and Wednesday, while we're doing these uplifting and positive news stories, they give the gym at night to the Special Olympics people, so they have, like, they get the main, like, they get their own special area, their own special ways to train, they get their own special trainers every Monday, Wednesday. And it says it inspires the rest of the gym members because they see how hard the Special Olympic athletes are working. And I just think it's absolutely awesome because I never realized Special Olympic athletes didn't get free gym memberships. That kind of seems crazy to me. And so, yeah, there we go. Good job with more fitness.
Yo, that was so inspiring, man. Like, that was really, really cool. I've actually been looking into volunteering for the Special Olympics for the last couple years. I mean, you know, Edna, she's a special education major. She's actually about to graduate and become a special ed teacher. So the Special Olympics has been something that, like, I've definitely paid attention to the last few years. And, man, that's the fact that they get a free gym membership. And then on top of that, they're inspiring other people to work out and work even harder is just even doper, man. I love that story, JP.
Yeah, I never, like, I've already said this, but I've never realized, like, if you were disabled, you didn't get a free gym membership. That seems like such an easy, positive thing to do, right?
Right, right. Well, shout out to that gym in Brooksville, Florida.
Brooksville, Florida. Took me forever to figure out.
Shout out to that gym, man. It actually makes me want to go by there. Like, I go to Florida probably once every other year, so it makes me really want to go by there and just check out that gym and give them a shout out. Like, hey, I appreciate what you're doing.
If you're listening in Brooksville, Florida, come on the Positive Truth. We will hype up your – come do an interview. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, call us on Skype, something. We'll figure it out.
Tim, you said Edna works with a lot of disabled and Special Olympic athletes. When is that in Oklahoma?
Man, I know – I want to say it's like in April. I'm really, really bad on dates. I will come back next episode, and I'll let you guys know. But I want to say it's in April sometime.
We should go do something for that, Tim.
Oh, are you down, man? I am so down.
I mean, April's a long ways away.
That's true. No excuses.
So, like, we better be able to make that?
Touche, man. Yeah, for sure. We can set something up. Try to get some volunteering in, for sure.
You know it. Tim, you want to do your last one?
Yes, sir, man. Well, it's another story from Houston. It's my last one of the day. Two brothers from San Antonio basically wanted to help out with everything that was happening in Houston with Hurricane Harvey. And they asked their cousin, who was a police officer in Houston. And the police officer basically said, look, we got plenty of boats, but what we really need is high water trucks. So these two brothers went on Craigslist and they bought a 21,000-pound truck so they could help people get out of their homes, get from one place or point A to point B, etc. There's plenty of cool pictures with these people helping people out of their houses with suitcases, luggage, socks, bags of clothes. It doesn't even matter. And they're helping them get onto the truck and they're driving off and driving them to safety. I thought it was really, really awesome because they had to get out of their truck at waist-high water multiple times just to help other citizens, and it was just awesome. So shout out to these two brothers. I believe they're called the Morris Brothers. They did an amazing job. And they said the reason why they did it is because they couldn't just sit around and watch people suffer. It's just the Texas pride, I guess.
Hold up. It was a 21,000-pound truck?
Yeah. 21.
How it's big was this truck?
Yeah, let's just put it like this. This truck is named the Punisher.
But how big is it? Is it like a monster truck?
No, it's like, I want to say
what
it's
I'm
like
picturing,
a,
at least.
It's almost like a semi truck, like real similar to that size. It's pretty huge, man.
So, I figure like it pretty high on, like pretty low on miles per like gas.
Yeah, you know, it's probably getting like 8 miles per gallon using diesel fuel and all that good stuff.
Then how do they refuel it? Because I don't feel like the gas stations were working very well in Houston.
I couldn't tell you there. I'm sure they filled it all the way up, helped as many people as they could, and went back to fill up with gas. I mean, I'm sure they were smart about it.
Anyway, to stay on topic of the positive news story, on Monday, we didn't talk about all the people in the hospitals, all the nurses, all the police officers, all the firemen that were actually helping out in Houston. We just assume they're going to be there, so we never give them a shout-out. So I wanted to give them a shout-out right now.
Man, for sure. Good job, JP, for bringing that up.
And yeah, I think I'm out of positive news stories, Tim Tim.
That's what's up. Well, we might as well end this with a positive quote that I already have because we're getting better at this.
We finally learned to plan ahead. It took us 8 months.
Oh, man. Well, my positive quote today is, be proud of who you are and not ashamed of how someone else sees you. I don't have a name who said this, but you guys got it all right there.
You know it. Check us out on the, follow us on the Facebook at the Positive Truth Podcast, Twitter at TPT_podcast, Instagram at the Positive Truth. And you can email us if you want us to talk about a positive news story or a topic at thepositivetruth@gmail.com. Until then, we out.
Stay positive.